Hello folks, hope yous are all well. I'm not sure how many of you had one of these whenever you were younger, a yo-yo or a spinner as they were called. And this is a Coca-Cola one in the 1980s and early 1990s. This was a really big craze every 2 or 3 years. Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola company, would release a series of yo-yos or spinners, and they were really, really popular whenever I was at school. Used to do all the different tricks, walking the dog round the world, over the falls, the cradle, and different things, and everybody had to have a yo-yo. And I can still remember my dad driving around all of the newsagents and little toy shops in the area trying to get me a Coca-Cola spinner because they'd all sold out. And this is one that I had. You got a professional one like this, which had a translucent surround on it. And then there was also one called a Super. They're going for big, big money today on eBay, the Coca-Cola yo-yos or the Coca-Cola spinners. Russell, made in the Philippines. Here's another one. This one got a lot of use from me. This is a Super, Fanta Super. Came out around about the same time. They're big money, I think, on eBay. Here's another one, Fanta Professional. It was a favourite of mine as well. And then if you did really well, they had an offer for a little while, and there was a Galaxy one and also a Gold one. If you pulled the ring pull off the can and there was a G on the other side of it, you could send that off to the Coca-Cola factory, which was just outside of Lisburn, the place called Lambeg, and they would send you out a Galaxy or a Gold yo-yo. So they were very much sought after. And then there's one here that I have as well, and this is a Super. It was at the end of the run. Eason's was a shop. It's closed now. And I remember going into Eason's and thinking, I'm going to buy me a yo-yo, but I'm going to buy an extra one and keep it in the shrink wrap. And maybe someday it'll be worth a pound or two. And I think they're going for a wee bit of money on eBay. But there you are, the yo-yo craze. And there's a wee box here beside me with all sorts of different yo-yos. There's a Duncan Butterfly, a Yomega Firestorm. What else have we got here? There's the old classic Duncan one there. One of the first ones. Duncan Wheels. I never threw anything out. Maybe I should. A bit too nostalgic perhaps. And there's a Yomega Fireball. But certainly the Coca-Cola ones were the big craze whenever I was growing up here as a young lad at primary school. But you know, as I thought about that, yo-yos. What do yo-yos do? They go up and down, up and down. And many believers today, many Christians, many professing believers are like yo-yo Christians. They're unstable in many ways as far as their walk with God is concerned. Up or down, hot or cold. And maybe I'm speaking to somebody today and you're a yo-yo Christian. Up and then down and up and down. And there's never much consistency in your life. You never really get it together with your quiet time, your devotions, or your Bible reading, or your walk with God, and you're in church and you're out of church and you're up and down and you get involved and then you lapse back, and there's no consistency. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And we're living in the day of the yo-yo Christian. Many Christians are up and down, get into a spin as well sometimes. And maybe today I speak to somebody and that's characteristic of your spiritual experience. And it's maybe been like that for many, many years. The Word of God exhorts us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. Therefore, and it's speaking about the resurrection and the previous verses, the coming again of Christ, that crowning day, whenever the Lord will appear and we will see him as he is. And so in light of that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. Great challenge to those who are in Christ and who believe in the second coming of Christ and believe in the great eternity and believe in a day of resurrection and a day of accountability. Therefore, my beloved brethren. Paul is writing to people that he loves and he wants the very best for them. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And there's a word of challenge that Paul leaves with the church at Corinth, not to be up and down, but to be steadfast, to be consistent, to be faithful, to continue plodding on if it means that, always abounding in the work of God. Why? For as much as you know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. Maybe you find yourself a little bit up and down as a believer. Sometimes whenever desire wears off and motivation wears off, there's no substitute for plain, old-fashioned discipline. And maybe today you need to rededicate your life, reconsecrate your life, and get alone with God and be honest with God and acknowledge that you've been up and down, but you need now to be consistent and have a daily time with God and His Word and prayer. Get involved in a local church. Stick with it. Show stickability. Attend the meetings on the Lord's Day. Attend the prayer meetings. Get involved in the work of God, because, friends, time is short. And we don't need any more yo-yo Christians. Let's be steadfast. Let's be unmovable, because Paul the Apostle assures us that our labour is not in vain in the Lord. May God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. God bless now. Bye-bye.